Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Thank you for joining us on It's Going to Be Wonderful. Today I invite your attention to the book of 1 Thessalonians, where in verse 1 the Word of God declares, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. The church at Thessalonica provided us with a wonderful example of what it meant to be saved and what it meant to have a good testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in verse 9, the Word of God begins to tell us how that these people had a work of faith, how that they turned to God from idols. The Word of God declares that they turn to God. My friend, where do you turn? Where do you turn when you want help? Where do you turn when you realize that you're in trouble? Do you turn to therapy? Therapy is great for people who need it, but the people of God most of the time don't need it. What they need is to turn to God. He is your therapy. He is your help. He is your buckler. He is your shield. Turn to God, not to therapy. Don't turn to work. You know, so many times when we get busy, we think things are just fine. And when we have trouble, we think the thing to do is to work. If I'll just keep busy, things will be okay. That's not true. Where you need to turn is to God. He will help, and He alone. Some people turn to things. They think if things are going wrong, that what they need is a new dress, or a new coat, or a new car. Things will never satisfy. There's a vacuum in our heart that only God can fill. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He's the answer to that emptiness. He is where you need to turn. If you do know Him, you're not going to find the answer to your problems and things. You know what? You can't even turn to the church. You have to turn to God. Drugs won't do it. Therapy won't do it. Work won't do it. Things won't do it. You need to turn to God and from your idols. I know that you know that an idol is anything that comes between you and God. It's anything you place above or equal to Him. You and I ought not to have idols in our lives. We ought to be given wholly to God, to His service, and for His service. These people not only turned to God, but they turned from idols. We need to be forsaking those things which keep us from serving God, and those things which keep us from being a good testimony to Him. We need to do as the Bible says and forsake that sin which does so easily beset us. Whatever it is that comes between us and the Savior, we need to forsake it. We need to have a work of faith. And like these in Thessalonica so long ago, we need to turn to God from idols. The Apostle Paul also thanked God for their labor of love. He said, "You serve the living God." They served Him by the way they lived. You know what? They received the Word of God during those difficult times. And they received it as it was, in truth, the Word of God. And they followed the Lord. And they followed His servants. The Bible says that they became followers of the Apostle Paul. You and I ought to live such lives that people can be following us and all the time, in reality, be following the Lord Jesus Christ. Our lives ought to be characterized by service, good Christian service, to God as His people. Someday, He's going to reward us for that service. Someday, we're going to stand in His very presence, and we're going to hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're not going to regret one time that you served God with your life, because heaven is really going to be a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
It's gonna be wonderful. It's never gonna die. Oh, Lord, my wings are gone.
We trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Plaine Baptist Church by writing Belle Plaine Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.